We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuvdalet Amud Aleph. We are beginning 17 lines from the top of Kuvdalet Amud Aleph. The first words on the line is Ushloishes Bonov. Zokte Gemara, Uprema Loimonu Es Ochoz. Why don't we count Ochoz of one of the kings that do not have Olam Haba? It must be those who have Olam Haba. But Shaul, why? Ochoz is a very big Rasha. It's Chizkiyahu's father, who's a terrible Rasha. So why wouldn't count him as one of the kings who don't get Olam Haba? So Mara says, I'm a Yiri Abba, Pnei Mutal Ben Shnei Tzadikim, because he's sandwiched between two Tzadikim, Ben Yosam L'Chizkiyahu. His father was Yosam, his son was Chizkiyahu. And since he's between these two Tzadikim, and that's Chos, he got Olam Haba. That's one shot, Rav Yirmiyahu's shot. Because when Yeshayo gave him Musar, he didn't do tshuva, but let me say, at least he was embarrassed. And that gave him enough schus to have Olam Haba. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Yoimar Hashem al Yeshayo, Tseino l'kras Achaz, go towards Achaz, Ato, Sharyosh Vincha, and Sharyosh Yisan, El Ketzei Talas Habrecha, Yoina Masilas, stay Kaivis, until the path with his Sada stay Kaivis is. Now, the Gemara's question is, my Kaivis. What does it mean, kaivis? That you don't have usually kvisa, middle of a sada. Usually you wash laundry near a river. What does it mean, stay kaivis? He covered his face and went towards Yeshayo because he was embarrassed. He knew he did chataim and he was embarrassed of Yeshayo. Vigadamri kaivis means literally, kaivis is a keli that they use. It's a type of utensil they use for washing laundry. It's like this big bowl with holes in it, and you put the laundry in it, and the water goes through it. He covered his face with that. Vigadamri ukhla the katsri, sochav reish, put on his head, v'cholaf. And because he was embarrassed, v'schus that, l'maisa, he did get olam haba. This is Ochos. Now, Chizkiyahu's son was Menashe. And Menashe had a son, Chizkiyahu's son was Menashe, and Menashe's son was Amon, who was a terrible Rasha we had on yesterday's blat, that he was a terrible Rasha, this Amon. So he was Menashe's son Amon, and he was the father of Yeshayahu. And the question is, why didn't they count Amon? Amon, it says the Gemara 4 is Baal Imai, he was a terrible Rasha, so why did he get Olam Haba? Why did he get Olam Haba? Zokta Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because of the covet of Yeshayahu, which means he had a very chashuv son Yeshayahu, and therefore he, because his son, he got Olam Haba. Right, the Menashe, not me. Lo nimni v'kperesh Chizkiyahu. Menashe, we count. Menashe had a father Chizkiyahu. Why doesn't he say the schus of his father? Zokta Gemara, big yisoid. V'ra'ah mezake Abba lo mezake bro. A son could give schusim, send schusim to his father. A father cannot send schusim to his son. So therefore, Yeshayahu sends schusim to his father, Amon, and therefore Amon got Olam Haba. Masha Enkein, Menashe, his son was Amon, and therefore he didn't get any schusim from his son. His father was Chizkiyahu, his father can't send him any schusim. And there's a svara to it, Masha explains, is because if a son is a tzaddik, the father has to do something to do with it, because mostly some of the chinuch of the father had a shaykhis to make him a tzaddik. Therefore, the tzidkis of the son gives back schusim to the father. Masha'in kein, if a father is a tzaddik, it's nothing to do with the son. The son didn't help him be a tzaddik, and therefore, there's no schusim go that way. And the Gemara is a pasuk. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'ein miyadi matzo, which is actually a pasuk in Parashah Azinu, and we darshan, ein Avram matzo as Yishmael, Avram cannot save Yishmael, and ein Yitzchak matzo as Esav, and Yitzchak cannot save Esav, which means a father cannot send a son with a schusim. So where's the hash to us lahachi? Then Achaz also, you don't have to say Achaz covered his face, you don't have to say he got sandwiched. You can say dimshat. Hash to us lahachi, I mean, when I say sandwich, it means he's between two tzaddikim, you don't have to say that. You can say pashat. Hash to us lahachi, Achaz nami loy imni mishum kvaydish Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, who is his son, sent him his chusim and therefore saved him from not having Olam Haba. When playing my loy monu as Yoyakim, Yoyakim also, the Gemara says before, is a terrible tzaddik, a terrible rasha. He, the one who said, only the Arava Kares Baruch Hu, he carved that something al Hamasai, he carved that Avarizor al Hamasai, or Shem Shemaim al Hamasai. So why did Yoyakim get Olam Haba? Why don't we count Yoyakim as one of the people who don't get Olam Haba? It sounds like it gets Olam Haba. Meshum, the Rechia Ba'avu, Adon Rechia Ba'avu, Aksiv al Gosh Yoyakim, it said on his skull, Zoyis Vayid Acheres. You're going to get this oynish and other one. The oynish that he got was that he was not buried in a kever. He got killed and he was strewn across the ground. So, but it says on the skull, he's going to get another oynish. What's the other oynish? So it's Kenoi de Rav Preda, Ashkech Gugalta. The grandfather of Rav Preda found the skull, Davakashadi Bashar Yerushalayim. It was strewn near the openings, the doors to Yerushalayim. V'ksiv bei, Zois v'edacheres. He didn't know what it was. Kavra, he tried to bury it. V'loi ikbura. It did not, it kept on popping out of the ground. Kavra v'loi ikbura. It just kept on popping out of the ground. Omar, he said, it must be Gugalta Shal Yeyakim. It must be the skull of Yeyakim HaMelech. The Ksiv Bey, it says by him, Kvuras Chamor Yekover. He'll be buried like Chamor, which means not in a caver. Shochor V'Hashlech, just strewn and thrown across the ground. Omar, but he said, Malkahu, this Yeyakim is a Melech. V'Ikshar L'Zuzuzibay. It's not nice to mizalza with him. We had a similar story. We had the story brought down before on Daf Pebeis with a little differences, but the same story. So he says it's not a kavadik for a melech to be thrown out like that. Let me at least put it into a box. Karcha b'shiroi, he wrapped the skull in silks. Va'oisvay b'sifse, put it into a chest, and he put it in the house. Chazisu v'su, his wife saw this box with a skull in it. Sovra hide issa kamais. It must be his first wife. Avodalo kamenashle, and not forgetting his first wife. So she was a little upset about that. Shagra tanura, she put on the oven on the highest. The kolson, she burnt the skull. That was the two einshim that Yaakov got. He got, first of all, the einish of not being buried, then they burnt the skull. So what does it do with the Agamara? The Gemara's question was, why does he get Olam Haba? So the answer is, like Rashi explains on the left side, more to the top, this thing that he got in Kvura, and that his head got burnt, was a kapara, and that helped him get Olam Haba. So to my right, the Tanya, this is Chizkiyo, who was a very big tzaddik, but on his level, he did a few things wrong. One of the things he did wrong was that when he got sick, Chizkiyo, before he had any children, he got sick, deathly sick, he was about to die. And Lamaisi davened to Hashem, and Hashem answered him, and he got another 15 years. And the pasuk, when he's davening, it says like this, Ono Hashem, zechor no es asher shalach lefanecha. Remember how I walked in front of you. Be'emes, ulev shalem, v'atoy v'necha sisi. And I did the good in your eyes. V'ayev chizkiyo b'chi gadol. That's what it says in the pasuk. Now he said, Eloshon, atoy v'enecha asisi. And I guess that was a little bit of a gaiva, to say, I did what you need, what you want. And so because of that, he was nichshol by saying, ma ois. He asked for ois that he's going to be saved. He asked for ois. But the chsar and emuna. And mishvil ma ois, nochr malchol shechonoi. Because of that avera of asking for a sign, nochr malchol shechonoi. L'maisa, what happened was, is that the non-Jewish kings were all amazed at his unbelievable his Yeshua, that he got better, and he invited them to the house, to his palace, and he showed off his palace, and he had them eat by them, which, of course, is not a good thing, causes galus. So, b'shvil ma'ois, nochrem akhl al-shachonoi, and b'shvil nochrem al-shachonoi, garam galus abonav, he caused galus to his children. M'sayyele l'chizkiyo, da'amah chizkiyo, this is the Amara chizkiyo, kol ha'mezamein, oivit k'chav m'sayich beisa, anyone invites a guy to his house to eat, and he serves him. Goyim goes upon him. Shemesh says in the pasuk that Yeshayahu came to Chizkiyo and he told him a nevuah. He says, because you invited these goyim here, umvenecha asher yetsu mimcha asher toiled yichu, they'll be taken v'hoyu sarisim b'heichal melech bavel. There will be servants in the house of Melech Bavel. We had this before as well. Sarisim, what sarisim is exactly? So that was the oynish he got. It says in the pasuk that when he invited those goyim, it says, I read the whole pasuk from the beginning. It says, "Vayishma aleim chizkiyo vayarim es kol beis nechoisa." He showed them the whole beis nechoisa. We'll see what that means soon. Es hakesef ves hazav ves abesamim ves shemen atoyv ves beis kelo ves kol hashanim tzor b'yitzoyisa. I've showed him everything. Lo yoyer David es lo yherom chizkiyo beveisa v'chol mamshalta. And it says, It says that's the girsa in Malachim. The girsa in Yeshayo is by Yismach Leim Cheskiyah VaYarim is based Nechoysoy VaSakesiv VaZov VaSpsam VaSham VaTayv VaKol Kehilav VaSkal SheNimtzav VaChoysoy LoHoy Dovash LoHoy Harim Cheskiyah VaVesiv Chomam Shaltoy. Kitzur Pasuk says that he showed these guys all his riches and all his treasures.
But if you don't show them everything, sometimes that's all.
That's not as bad. Here, Mamish like he treated them like
friends
and a whole tour, and that wasn't that we have them too much. Omar Rav, my base nechoysa, wasn't base nechoysa. So the Gemara says it means ishto yishkeis aleim. His wife served them. Now has the feeling to wear base nechoysa. So Rashi says it comes to lashon menakem. Menakem means to deduct. Because Aisha is called a deduction, because it came from a deduction from the man, took out his rib and made him. That's what's called Beis. That's what Rashi learns. It means the Isha. The Gemara says it means the Isha served them, has been Isha, because like deduction, deduct. So the Marashah says, Ayin Pirish Rashi, who dachuk. He doesn't like the pshat so much. He says, V'nira kapashtei meloshon oitzer. Rotzlem shderach isha liya sanua ba'oil v'bayis ka'oitzer. So it means he showed him the base nechoysa, which means his wife, who's considered an oitzer. That's how you know it means a wife. It's one pshat. Shmuel ama base genazer alam. He showed him his treasure rooms. V'yachin ama zin oichel zin alam. He showed them a certain metal that could cut, a certain iron, a metal that could cut other iron. That's what he showed them. I guess the loshon of based the chayisa means it can break other metal. So that's what he showed him. At Kaponim, that was a einish v'chizkio, and he caused galus to his children, and his children will end up in Babel because of those things he did wrong, which ended off with Nachrim Oichel Ma'ashochane. We now go into darshaning a bunch of psukim in Eicha. It says Eicha Yoshva Badad, that Yerushalayim is sitting alone. Omar Rava, Omar Yechonam, pray my loku Yisrael be'echa. Why would Klal Yisrael, the lamentation on the gullus of Klal Yisrael starts with the word echa? What's the significance of the word echa? Echa is be'gematria 36. You have the yud and the chaf is 30, and aleph and hey 6 is 36. So pray my loku Yisrael be'echa. But Yisrael overall shloishim v'sheish krisis shavatayra. They were over on the 36 krisis, which is brought down in Masechus Krisis. The 36 krisis, they were over on that. Therefore, the Eicha, they got punished with Eicha. You know, Eicha is written in the order of Aleph Beis. There's Al Eicha, Yashua Dad, and so on and so forth. The Psukim are all in Aleph Beis order. So, what's the reason? The reason is, because they were over the Torah which was given by Aleph Beis. Yashua Dad, sitting alone, Amarab, I said about Klai Shavishkin Shah Betak Badon, and Yaakov Elah is talking with Sirosh, Avsham Yarfatol. I said, Bracha to Klai Shah, they're going to be alone, but they're going to sit alone because of their greatness. People will be scared of them. Achshav Yibadon Meshavam, now they're sitting alone because the Goyim are keeping them away because of the Bechisus and the Mios, because the Goyim are disgusted from them, like the Mashah says. So now this Badon is a different reason, not as Chashivas, but as not Chashivas. Ha'ir Abasiyam, Amarava, the city that's full of the Amarava Reichram, Shemesim, Tanal God, Dog Tanak, Zolivan Harvey. In that dar, before the Khurban, they were able to make sure they have a lot of children. How do they do that? By marrying a Ktana to a Godel and a Koton to a Godel, which doesn't mean underage. It means that if two people get married at a young age, let's say 13 and 14, the Isha and the Ish, so the Zera of the man is not developed yet, and she doesn't get pregnant so fast at that age. But the older Isha gets, she's already 19, 20, 21, she gets pregnant faster. So they made sure to pair up a Koton whose Zera is still not so developed with a Gedoyla, therefore you have the power of the easiness, of the easier way of getting pregnant, because she's easier. So it's easy for her to conceive. And the opposite, an older boy with a younger girl, this way, his zera is more developed. And so that they used to do that in order to lay bottom harbor. Hoysa ka'amana, it says about Yerushalayim that she's like Amana. Ka'amana v'lo amana mamish. Like Amana, not a real Amana. A real Amana means that the husband dies, he's dead. But here, Ela ki'isha shahach ba'al v'dinas yom. By Yerushalayim, it's like Klai Yisrael went to Medina Siyam. They're coming back. They died to Lechalel. Lamaisa are coming back. Rabbasi Vagoyim, Sarasi Medinais. Wherever the Yidden go, they are Abbasi Begayim Mesiros Medinas. Wherever they go, Nasim Sarim La'adinim. They become masters or ministers or chiefs La'adinim. They become the main advisors. The Gemara brings a raya and a story about this. Tarabon, Ma'isav Shnei Bnei Adam, two Yidden, Shnishbu Har Carmel, they were captured in Har Carmel. And their captors were walking behind them. And in front of the captors and the two people captured, two Yidden, there was, very far in front, there was these camels going. So, Omale on top of Dalam and Beis. Omale Echot Mehem L'Chaveri. One of the guys who got captured, the Israelim, said to the other one, Gomo Shemalechas Veneno, the camel walking in front of us, Suma Ba'achas Meneho, is blind in one eye. And it's carrying two pouches, and one with wine, and one with oil. And the two people who were leading that camel, one is a Yisrael, one's a Nochri. That's they said. One said the other one. I'm Kishay Ayurif. You guys with the hard necks. Like, what are you thinking? How do you know that first of all, the Gomel's blind? The Gomel is around 1,000 feet in front of us. How do you know that the Gomel's blind? So you swirl it in Nachri and it has Yain and Shemin. How would you know that? I'll tell you how. Gomel, Ma'asov and Shavanea, Mitzat Shuray Echelos, Hachay Ray Echelos. I can see that the Gomel's only eating from one side, not from the other side. And usually, a camel eats the grass on both sides. This camel's eating from one side, so I could tell he must be blind to one eye. I know because I see there's some spills on the floor, and one of them is getting absorbed in the ground, one of them is not. So wine gets absorbed in the ground. Shemen, oil, does not get absorbed in the ground. So I know it's yayin and shemen. I know because I can see their soya that when they go to the bathroom, nachri nifnil derech. A nachri just goes right there on the way. The Yisrael Nifnul Stotin, and I could tell from the Tzoya that there's stuff in the middle and stuff on the side. And I could tell one's a Yisrael, one's a Goy. Radav Achareim, so the captors ran after that camel to see if these guys know what they're talking about. Benim Tzuka Devreim, it turned out they were right. Bar, they came back, Benoshkun HaRoshim, and kissed them on the head. Veviu Mabesi brought them to the house. Vaslam Ksuda Gedel, with a big Suda. Vaymaraki Lefneim, they were dancing in front of them. Mama Baruch Shubacha Bazarish Avram, Benoshlam HaChmosai. Praised Hashem that he picked in the Zari of Avram and he gave them Chochmosav, Chomokim Shenhochim, and wherever Yidden go, Nasim Sorma Adenayim, or Potron, Vahokul of Seyam Shalom. And they sent them free, sent them back home, L'Shalom. And Rashi brings down a little bit more of a girsa that by the Suda, these Yehudim told the captors that you look like the someone from the king's palace, the cluster is the one who takes care of the wine, the Sarah Mashkin, says you look like him. So this captor Taka went to his mother, said, tell me the truth, where am I from? And turned out she was Mizana with that cluster, and these Yidden chapted. And there's other stories there how they realized that a certain meat was nursed from a dog, and so on and so forth. The huge chachma, and that's how it is that the Yidden, all the years, because they had such chachma, they land up being very very high places in Golos because of their chachma, like we find in this story over here.